And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal, whereas there's among you envy and strife and divisions. Are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, and another, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So then neither he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husband. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given to me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. But I'll let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For the foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try a man's work of what sort it is. 13 verses out of the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. Like I said last evening, through the years, I've spoken very few times in the 15 years at the conferences. Because of the strain and stress of everything else carrying on, operating and so on, I've tried to stay out of that part of it. But the Lord definitely showed me before the conference ever began this time that I was to bring the message last night that I brought and the one that I'm to bring tonight. Amen. Then after I preach tonight, Brother Bob Gray will bring the final message. And you'll want to hear him. Because he's God's man of the hour. Let us pray. Our Father, tonight, help us to say these things you've laid on our heart to be said. May we say it in a manner that it'll bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus. Then we pray for our brother that shall come afterwards. The Holy Ghost of God will prepare him between now and then. And that you will use him like he's never been used before in his life. There'll be such powerful anointing on him that it'll even surprise himself. Oh God, tonight we pray thy blessings upon everybody here. Grant that the Spirit of God shall be upon them, and in them, and with them. Save the lost. Revive those of us that are saved. Send us back to our places and our post of duty, renewed, refreshed, revived. God bless every preacher that's here. Bless every church it's represented. May these days together be the means of a spiritual awakening for these 25 states. Oh God, tonight, grant the power of God shall be upon them. Until the victory that you've laid us out to do shall be accomplished. Speak now, Lord, till thy servant lose his tongue. Illuminate his mind. Give us holy unction for these moments together. Yes. We shall be eternally grateful to you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Two scriptures I want you to get. For the things that the Lord has asked me to say to you.
The one is in the 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 11th verse. For the foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And I so, and the other to the 18th verse of the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's the two scriptures that I want to think with you tonight. First of all, for there is no other foundation that man can lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. There's a reason that no other foundation can be laid. Because Jesus Christ was before any other man. Before the foundation of the world was laid, he was the Son of God. He was slain as the Lamb of God before the foundation of the world. By him and for him was all things created. Without him wasn't anything created. He laid a foundation that no other man can ever lay. Because he's first. And the foundation is the first thing about any building. And he was the first foundation man. Jesus has laid the foundation. Many have tried to lay other foundations, but they would not lay because Jesus. Men have tried to lay foundations. Paul said, and some of you are trying to lay foundations on Apollos, some on Paul, some on Cephas, but it won't stand. It won't work. Because you can't lay it on Apollos, you can't lay it on Paul, you can't lay it on Cephas, you can't lay it on any other man. Jesus Christ is the foundation. He's the cornerstone. There isn't any other foundation that can be laid. Many men have tried it to find all of their foundations to decay and be brushed aside. And he is still standing. We must recognize one plants and another water, but God gives the increase. The foundation can't be laid on any man. Roman Catholicism tells us that it was that Peter was the first pope and the founder of the church. But it isn't so. Peter never started the church. Paul's your church builder. Said as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation. Peter never constituted or started a church. Paul's your church builder. Paul said, I didn't build it on Apollos. I didn't build it on Paul. I didn't build it on Cephas. I built it on Jesus. My brother, sister, this place is not built upon Persuade. Our Myrtle Baptist Church is built upon Jesus Christ. Nobody can build anything else on it. It's here as the direction and under the unction of the Holy Spirit of God for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Men shall not get glory out of this. It shall only bring glory to the Lord Jesus. He so ordered it, he so fixed it. And it's like that. As a wise master builder, the foundation has been laid. There isn't any other foundation that can be laid than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. So founded and so set up and so in action. He's first. He's the foundation. He's the beginning. Thank God he'll be the end. And all men in between shall fail if it tried to defeat it. Then I want us to realize, my brother, sister, tonight,
But Jesus has made another profound statement.
He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus built the church, and the hell crowd can't whip it. Because Jesus whipped the hell crowd when Lucifer got thrown out. Jesus whipped the hell crowd when Lucifer said, "Venge me and worship me, and the whole world's yours." He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written that thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only shalt thou serve." Lucifer and his crowd's been tagging along like a yellow puppy ever since behind Jesus. Jesus is preeminent. He's the Alpha. He'll be the Omega. He's the bright and the morning star. He's triumphant. He said, "All hell will not prevail against it." I want to say to you tonight, my brother, my sister, there's no need of getting scared in the midst of opposition, in the midst of the fight that's upon us. There's no need of giving up, boys. There's no need of getting discouraged and throwing in the towel and quitting. The thing you're living for and preaching for and praying for and fighting for, the forces of hell can never put it out of business. Many of you come to the point of becoming despondent and despairing. Many preachers are quitting the pulpit and going into secular work because of the bickering, divisions and confusions and politicking and ecclesiastical pressures that's being put upon them. Many men are going out of the ministry and trying to go back into the secular world to support their families. They're saying, "We can't stand the pressure. Our family can't stand under the tension." And it is bad. Many of them are taking the attitude, "It's all over. We can't win." Well, I got news for you tonight on the authority of God's word. Jesus Christ said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Hell isn't going to defeat the New Testament church. The hell crowd's not going to do it, my friends, tonight. Amen. The foundation's been laid. This Jesus Christ, he doesn't need cheering. You can't blast him. You can't destroy him. You can't rob him. You can't burn him. You can't defeat him. He's the foundation. He's the cornerstone. He's the head. Jesus Christ shall not be defeated. Who are you with tonight? Jesus or Lucifer? I'm with Jesus. He never has got whipped. And he ain't gonna get whipped. And I'm with him. If you want to run with the Lucifer's, help yourself. But I'm sold out to Jesus. Lock, stock, and barrel. Hook, sinker, line, pole, and all. I don't care what the world thinks or what attitude to take. Don't make any difference with me anymore. I'm with Jesus. He's never got whooped. He's never got defeated. And he's not confused. And he knows where it come from. And he knows where he's going. I'm not identified with these monkey boys. I'm a human being. I believe in God. A lot of these professors saying they believe is sprung from monkeys and baboons and apes. I ran into one not long ago. He said, "I believe in beast ancestry." I said, "What's that?" He said, "I believe we're sprung from monkeys."
I said, as soon as I looked you over, I figured your mama was a baboon and your papa an ape. I just agreed with him. If he believes he's sprung from a monkey, he's got monkey brains. All human beings believe in God. I want you to know one thing. If you can't find God and you're thinking they put the wrong kind of stuff in your coconut when you pass by, a lot of these folks say they don't know where they come from, where they're going, whether they're sprung from monkeys or whether they're going to be a hereafter and whether heaven's a state and hell's just a state of mind and all that junk. I ain't a messing with them. I was lost in the fog of confusion and in the night of despair. And I heard Jesus say, I know from whence I come and I know whither I go. I said, I'm lost. Can I go to you? He said, come on. I've been with him ever since. He ain't lost and I ain't lost. We're going home after a while. I'm on the Jesus Foundation. I'm not hunting any other kind of foundation. And all these liberals and modernists and all of this crowd that's trying to push God aside, Jesus out, let them have all of it to want. I'm with Jesus. You say, everybody's going that way. There's one not going that way. I tried that religious stuff. It run me into infidelity, and I spent years as an infidel and in for hell. But I met up with Jesus. And there ain't nobody left with Jesus except me. He can depend on me. I done tried all the rest of that junk. It ain't no good. Jesus is all the world for me. When all other foundations is gone, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking, son. Jesus, let me to thy bosom fly. Oh, yes, while the narrow waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, oh, my Savior, hide me, till the storm of life's past. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Foundation that won't shake. Foundation that won't weather. Foundation that won't deteriorate. Foundation that can't be blasted. Foundation that can't sink. Foundation that can't be destroyed. On Christ and solid rock I stand. All other grounds are sinking sand. I don't want to get off of the rock. Big as I am, I'd sink right quick. I'm going to stay on the rock. Safe in the arms, Jesus. Safe on his gentle breast, my soul shall sweetly rest. Sin cannot harm me there. I'll tell you, my friends, Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the rock of ages. He's the foundation of foundations.
laid his foundation before any other foundations came. I want you to know, other foundation can no man lay for me. He's mine. And I'm his. You can shout on it any time you want to. You won't shake it up. It'll anchor you during the storms. It'll take care of you. Other foundation can no man lay than that that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. My friends, I've been on it a long time, and I'm not hunting some other kind. I'm perfectly satisfied with Jesus. I'm not looking for some other kind of religion or some other kind of theory or something else. I'm satisfied with Jesus. The Lord is mine. He gave me the bread of life, and I never have got hungry. He gave me the water of life, and I never have got thirsty. And he restored my soul, and it ain't never died since. And he's led me in the paths of righteous people. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't be afraid, because he'll be there. Jesus Christ. No other foundation can man lay except that which is laid, which is Jesus. Brethren, preacher friends, don't get scared. There ain't gonna lay no other foundation. They're gonna build some traps and they're gonna fall in on them. There's just one foundation, and that's Jesus. Don't get scared. Jesus isn't going to be destroyed. The foundation's not going to be shook. Don't get excited, fellas. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up the battle. Your foundation isn't going under. All these other grounds are sinking sand. You better stay out of those messes and stay in there with Jesus. Stand. When everything else is gone, it's going to stand. No other foundation. They can't lay anything else. A lot of theories and a lot of religions and a lot of teaching and a lot of preaching and a lot of movements is trying to lay something else. But it isn't going to lay. It's going to decay. But the foundation of Jesus is going to be here when all the other rubbish is tore off. Get on Jesus. Stand on Christ, the solid rock. Let the world rock in its sinking sands. Brethren, nothing's gone wrong with Jesus. You say, but preacher, there's so much going on. So many people quitting the churches and going to the world. Don't get discouraged. That's time to get happy. Amen. And I said to be wars and rumors, wars, the end's not yet. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, the end's not yet. Earthquakes and divers places, the end's not yet. And men's hearts shall begin to fail them, and the end isn't yet. But when this gospel shall have been preached to the four ends of the earth, then men's hearts shall begin. The love of many will be wax cold because iniquity abounds. Said when you see the buds putting forth, you know summer's nigh. And when these particular things begin to come to pass, you know my coming's nigh. I'm not discouraged. I'm more excited and more stampeded than I've ever been. I've always wanted to bypass the graveyard. I was told so many graveyard stories when I was a kid. I'm afraid of it now. I want to bypass that outfit. I don't care enough about a nice funeral. I'd rather save that expense. I don't care nothing about them getting backing up to my door and pulling my carcass in a hearse and canning it over town, laying it out on a cooling board and stick a big old needle in to start a pump. Leave me in there cooling on a cooling board while the undertaker goes out and
lights up a cool and sits there with his feet propped up on a post and smokes a cool while I cool on the cooling board. And have all that experience, far as I'm concerned. I prayed all my life Jesus would come, or let me live till he come. I think I'm going to get to see his coming. I don't like to preach to empty pews. I don't like to preach to little crowds. But Jesus said, when you look out, and the love of many is waxing cold because iniquity abound, many stuck out, some of the great deacons, some of the great preachers, and some of the great church workers. Their love's waxed cold. They've quit. They're gone. And in your churches, many of them, just a few left. You don't like to preach to empty pews. I don't either. But when I look out and see that because the devil's riding fast and high and iniquity's taken over, the love of men is waxed cold and there's just a few left, I don't get discouraged. I get excited. Jesus said, when you see this, it's like seeing the bud of the trees. I'm about to come. I believe he's about to come. Said, suffer the scripture to be fulfilled that he might come. And Jesus can't come till this prophecy is fulfilled. Brethren, don't get discouraged. Get excited. Jesus is about to come. Love of men is waxing cold. And a lot of the very elect's getting deceived. And Jesus said, in the last days that'll all take place, then you know my coming's nigh. Even so, Lord, come now. It's all right. Not discouraged. The foundation still stands. I want to say to you tonight, my friends, that the church crowd that's fighting preachers, they're not going to win it. The church dividers and confusers, not going to win it. The heresy crowd's not going to win it. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My friends, you can get all the hell-raising crowds you want to, but they're not going to put Jesus and his church out of business. You can get all the heretics you want to and turn them loose. You can let all the heresy be preached you want to. But brother, I'm not discouraged. I'm a member of a New Testament church, and Jesus said hell wouldn't put it out of business. My brother, did you know he said it? And the forces of hell can't put it out of business. You say, well, preacher, I know some churches that have closed shop. The devil didn't put them out of business. God put them out of business because they got no count. He took the candlestick out. But as long as he's got the candlestick in the church, hell can't blow out the light of it. It's there. And we're going to try to live good enough in the church where I'm a member of, that God will leave the candlestick in there. And hell will not pour a light out. Preacher fighting, church dividing, confusion, fighting crowds, not going to put it out of business. Harris is not going to put it out of business. Going to live. That's what Jesus coming back for, is the bride. And he's not going to let the devil's crowd kill her before he gets here. That'd knock him out of coming after her. The bride's here. Jesus is going to come and take her home. And nobody ain't going to kill her before he gets here. Heresy, liberals, moderns, and all these other things will not put the church out of business. Jesus is coming home to get it. Take them with him. I'm not discouraged about this thing. I'm excited about it. Brethren, quit getting down in the dumps over it. Oh, I know there's a lot of things, but if you'll stay in God, the hell crowd can't put it out of business. Oh, I know a lot of folks is fighting it and kicking it and crucifying you preachers, so to speak, and trying to defeat you and discourage you. But
They ain't going to put down a business.
Ever since I've been big enough to remember, five dogs have been paying the moon. They get out on the porch at night, get to look in the moon, and among the limbs on the tree, and they move their head so they can see better. They get to moving, they think the moon's moving. And they get all excited and they bay the moon and bark at it all night long. You've heard them. They bayed the moon all ever since I've been big enough to remember, but never has affected the moon. Fast-band God's preachers and God's churches. How I like the way that church got on. Oh, it's hurt me. I don't like the way the preachers preach. Oh, it's hurt me. But the church is still there. And the preaching of God's word still going on. All the barking dogs of the devil hadn't stopped God from calling preachers and preaching preachers and keeping his church alive. Still on business for God. God don't have to have you to operate. He ain't got no business without you. I'm thinking tonight of a church and they got divided and got mad at each other and run the preacher off. Had three or four fist fights. Got the guns out at each other and called the sheriff and padlocked the church house door. And he said, oh, our church is ruined. Our church is gone. A bunch of they just quit having churches, padlocked. Bunch of kids got to playing around the church building. And they heard something in there and they peeped through the window. It was an old man that couldn't read nor write. He's down in the altar of the church. He said, I can't read the Bible and I can't write. But I heard them talk about the Jesus of this Bible. And I got him in my heart. Jesus, I love your word. I can't read it, but I love it and I can hug it. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love your word. I can hug it, and nobody can take it away from me. Glory, glory. I got the word. And the kids went home, told their parents about it. And the old fussing, cussing, divided people come down there, peep through the window. The next Sunday.
Please turn this tape over.